This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. North Korea's confession that it has been secretly developing nuclear weapons continues to attract attention around the world. Today, U.S. Envoy James Kelly told reporters in Seoul, South Korea, that the United States will bring what he called maximum international pressure on North Korea to cease and desist its weapons development.
We are watching very closely to see if North Korea takes the action we and the rest of the international community are demanding, to immediately and visibly end its nuclear weapons program and to abide by its international commitments.
NPR's Eric Weiner is in Seoul and joins us on the line. Eric, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
Of course, James Kelly is the same guy who met with North Korean officials a couple weeks ago and learned of this weapons program. Did he give any more details of that meeting?
Well, he did sort of recap what happened in this really extraordinary meeting in Pyongyang about 2 weeks ago. Basically, Mr. Kelly says he went there with what he calls a bold approach that he was going to present to the North Koreans. In other words, a plan for dialogue and a plan to sort of, get relations between North Korea and the U.S. back on track. But first, Mr. Kelly wanted to clear up this issue of what he called a significant uranium enrichment program. And he presented his North Korean counterpart with intelligence showing that essentially the U.S. had the goods on North Korea, that they knew about this program. And at first, the North Koreans flatly denied it. The next day, at another meeting, they did a 180-degree turn and said, yes, in fact, we do have this program, and we have more, whatever that means, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, I think what a lot of people here in South Korea find surprising is not necessarily that North Korea has a nuclear weapons program, but that for the first time, it has confessed to having one. As you know, Scott, this is not a regime that's prone to bouts of transparency. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people here are wondering what is going on.
What does John Kelly mean, can you infer so far, Eric, when he refers to maximum international pressure?
Well, I think what that means, to get cut to the chase, is money. This is a regime in North Korea that depends on the kindness of foreigners, namely Japan, to some extent South Korea, and the U.S. all provide some form of international aid to North Korea. That might be in the form of heating fuel that the U.S. provides or food aid that South Korea has provided. And Mr. Kelly is here to sort of make sure that the U.S., Japan, and South Korea present a unified front to North Korea that basically says, if you want this aid to continue, if you want to continue to sort of come out and emerge from your shell of isolation, then you're going to have to dismantle this nuclear program.
The South Korean government has had what it's called the sunshine policies with North Korea over the past couple of years. Is that whole raft of policies in any way endangered?
It's a good question, and there's certainly some people here who consider this confession about the nuclear program a fatal blow for the sunshine policy. But officially, the South Korean government, in particular President Kim Dae-jung, who after all won a Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to reconcile with the North, he says the policy is still very much alive. He says projects like, for instance, a train that's supposed to run from Seoul to Pyongyang, that project is still on track, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So officially, at least, the policy is not dead, but certainly, let's put it this way, the nuclear revelation certainly casts a long shadow over the sunshine policy.
Okay, thanks very much. NPR's Eric Weiner in Seoul.